Okay, so in this share we'll try to finish this sugya of Shirasa Izui Kibusai, the two truths of Entisis, to figure out exactly what they're arguing in, the Nafkaminas Lalacha. And the next year I hope to give out a sheet and we'll chazer over all the halachas that we learned, Tulmaisa, and figure them out systematically. And at some point between now and then, hopefully everybody will start the next inyan of Shechita, whenever everybody's ready to finish. And that'll take a while till we finish that one. That's quite a bit of Gemara in the beginning of this parak. And when we're done with that, we'll pretty much have finished this parak. Maybe we'll take some time to fill in the holes. Okay, so we are holding here in the end of Taisus. So Taisus is grappling with the question. The question is that we have a Gemara that says that a woman who's a Nida is allowed to go into the water with her clothing on in order that her clothing should also become Tahar. And the problem Taisus has is, why are you allowed to go into the water with your clothing on? You're making your clothing wet. And we know from the Gemara in Zvachim that even just making clothing wet, Shriyas Yizu Kibusai, that's a problem. Washing, just making clothing wet alone, putting them into water, is already a problem. Shrazdukibusa. Someone actually just asked me. This is pashut, but without learning, I guess you wouldn't know that their baby or their little toddler had an accident and their underwear got very dirty, and they wanted to just put it into the toilet just to get the dirt out of it. But effectively, you're making the whole thing wet, so you can't do that. That wouldn't have occurred to the person unless you're learning the Indian. But and Akalpanim, so that's partial that wouldn't be permitted. So Akalpanim just wants to know, why are you allowed to walk into the water with your clothing on? To which Taisus gives two answers. Well, answer number one is that the halacha of Shirasa Zukibusa, this halacha that when it gets wet is considered washing, is only if the clothing is dirty. But if the clothing is 100% clean, then we do not apply this clause. You're allowed to make it wet. The second teretz Taisus gives, which is Rabbeinu Tam's teretz, is that the halacha is only when it's being done derech kibus. It's being done with in the manner of kibus, which we'll try to explain exactly what he's answering, what this means. But only when it's done in the manner of kibus, when it's being done in the manner of getting something dirty, which walking into a lake would qualify as making your clothes dirty generally, that's not considered kibus, at least as far as Shriyas Zuhu Kibusa is concerned. As far as soaking your clothing is concerned, if you're doing it in a way that's a manner of getting things dirty, it's mutter. So that's the first teretz, which we'll call the Ri for argument's sake, and the second teretz, which is Rabbeinu Tam's teretz. Then there's another disagreement here, which Taisus brings down between the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, about the women that their clothing got dirty from a baby that made on their clothing meraglayim, which is Pashas what Taisus is talking about. And the woman, the mother, wants to get it a little wet just so she should be able to daven. She wants to get some water on it to be mevatel meraglayim. So the Rabbeinu Tam apparently had told these ladies that they have the option of wiping their hands, washing their hands, and then wiping their hands in the clothing, thereby nullifying the meraglayim, allowing them to daven. And Rabbeinu Tam allowed this because of his principle of derech lochloch. Because this is also derech. Wiping your hands in your clothing is derech lochloch. It's a manner of getting things dirty, not of cleaning. And the Ri disagreed because the Ri said, you're being mechavein to be metaher. You're being mechavein to be metaher, this meraglayim. You're trying to be mevatlet. That's like being mechavein to clean, and therefore it's aser. So it's another machlokes regarding this specific case, whether you can wipe your hands in your clothing to be metahar the meraglayim, and we don't know whether this machlokes has something to do with the previous machlokes or not. So there's going to be a number of nafkaminas lahalacha depending on how we're going to understand these machlokes, and so let's try to set them up one by one. So the first question that the Paiskim can deal with is, are these two terusim that Taisus give, which is, why is this woman allowed to go into the water? Is it because Beged Naki, in a clean Beged, we don't say Shriyas Yizui Kibusai, or is it because it's Derech Lochloch? Are these two roots mutually exclusive, or can they possibly agree with each other? Which means, do they argue with each other? Are they arguing with each other that each one holds the other teretz is not a teretz? The one who says it only when it's clean holds that Derech Lochloch is not a heter, and the one that holds Derech Lochloch holds that when it's clean is not a heter, right? Or they could technically agree. And they're just giving different terutim. This is a machlokes HaPaiskim. Now, the Prima Gaudium says that no, they're mutually exclusive, they disagree with each other, each one doesn't hold the other one. And therefore, he says you have to be machmer, which means you can't rely on the heter of derech lechach alone if they'll say the towel, let's say you're wiping your hands for Alan Tzilas Yudayim, right? So you need to get a clean towel so that you have both heterim. You have the heter of it's clean, so you don't say Shriya Zukibusai, and it's derech lechach, so you don't say Shriya Zukibusai. But if you were to take the only available towel, and you have no guests, this is a dirty towel, right? So you can then, you don't have both terutzim, then the only teretz you have is derech lechach. You don't have the teretz of that it's a beged naki, because it's not a beged naki, it's dirty, right? If you just use that towel to wipe up something, now it's a dirty towel. So you wouldn't be allowed to wipe your hands in that towel for Alan Tzilas Yudayim, because you don't have both terutzim. That's the Prima Gaudium learns that they're mutually exclusive, each one doesn't hold the other one, and it's only mutter if you have both. It has to be clean, and it has to be derech lechach.
They're both brought in the Ramah?
The Ramah brings, no, the Ramah only brings derech lechach. No, he brings both, I'm sorry, he does bring both. Bagach en al lechach mutter lasal mai muatim, volem rubim, and the yesh oisrim b'chol enyim. He brings the bagach en al lechach as mutter, and yesh oisrim. Then the Yesh Aishrim is the Derech Lech Lech, which is brought down also in the next Ramah. So both they're brought down in different Ramahs. And the Prima Gaudium says you need both for it to be Mutter.
The Prima Gaudium is going to be commenting, what Taisa says is not so important to us more than how the Ramah learns.
Okay.
And if we're going to go
with I just want to demonstrate that it is really Tali and how you learn Taisa. That's what I want to show. It's that this question of whether these terutzim are mutually exclusive is really dependent on how you learn the next part of Taisus. That's what there are. That's the shot. So that's what I get to. The Bir Alocha disagrees with the Prima Gaudium, and he says no, the terutzim can agree with each other, and if it's derech lechach, it's mutter, even if it's a dirty baguette, because everybody agrees to the teretz of derech lechach. That's what the Bir Alocha says. Now, in order to understand this, let's examine the next piece of Taisus. But before I say that, I just wanted to let you know there's a third shita of Rishayim, the Re'aim, was also brought down, that he has another teretz for this kasha. Why is this woman allowed to go into the water with her clothing? She was wearing leather clothing. That's the teretz. Big day R. And by big day R, we don't say shuras izu kibusai. That was a gemara in Zvachim. By leather clothing, getting it wet is not a problem. You can get it wet. It doesn't absorb enough that getting it wet should be considered cleaning it. So he has the teretz. He doesn't hold either teretz. He holds even if it's cleaned is a problem, even if it's derech lechach is a problem. So he disagrees with everything. But we're not machmer like this Reim. The Sheet's Reim who doesn't hold only, we don't hold like that because the Ramah doesn't bring him down. I mean he does, but we paskins like the other Sheet. Okay, so that's the Reim. Now, in order to see whether these two terutzim argue with each other or not, we have to examine the machlokes, the Re and Rebbeinu Tam, regarding whether when a child made merak laim in a beged, is there a problem, or is it mutter, or is it also? So the Rabbeinu Tam said, you're allowed to wash your hands and then wipe it on the beged, because it's derech lechlech, and therefore it's mutter. The Re disagreed, because the Re said, he mischavenes latar halechlech, bederech achritza. Why is the Re arguing with Rabbeinu Tam? So there's a number of ways you can understand this. You can understand that the reason why the Re is arguing with Rabbeinu Tam, this we mentioned last week, is because being that you're accomplishing and you're trying to accomplish that the Merag Laim should become Batel, and that's considered cleaning. That itself is considered cleaning. And that's not Derech Lechlech, that's Derech Kibbus. And Rabbeinu Tam possibly argues, we said last week, because he holds that a halachic cleaning, if not physical cleaning, you're not actually getting it clean by spritching a little water on it, all you're doing is being mevatel the merag laim, you're preventing it from being a problem as far as tefillah is concerned, but it's not actually getting clean, right? Everybody would still clean that afterwards, they would clean it properly in a washing machine, so they're not actually cleaning it, so that's not called kavana to be mechabes, right? Now, if that's the machlaikis, that means they're arguing in a very local machlaikis, right? Very local machlaikis, whether you can apply the concept of derech lechlech when a person is trying to be mevatel merag laim, or do we say no? That's not derech lechlech. That's derech cleaning. That's a very local machlokes and doesn't really show much about anything else. However, you can understand this machlokes very differently because technically it's very possible that the concept of derech lechlech needs to be understood. There's two ways you could understand what this derech lechlech means. Derech lechlech, could mean like we find by many other malachas. It's not derech binyan. It's not derech. What are the other derachim do we find? It's not derech etzah. It's not derech this. It's not derech that. We find many times that the malachas have a certain tzura. They have a certain design how it was meant to be done in the Mishkan and how it's considered a malacha. You do it differently, it's just not that malacha, and it's mutter. So you could say that washing is the same thing. Washing needs to be done with a certain method and a certain methodology, and you don't do it that way, and you do it in a way they make it dirty. It's not derech kibbutz, it's derech luchluch, and it's mutter. That's one way you could understand. The other way you could understand, and I'll show you in a second, the Mardechai really explains Rebbeinu Tam this way, that what Rabbeinu Tam holds is that sometimes getting water onto clothing makes the clothing dirty. Getting clothing wet, the water is considered dirt. That's what his idea of derech lechloch is. There are situations where the water in the clothing is partially getting it dirty. That's why it's that we don't say shuras izukubos. That's the concept of derech lechloch, right? The water doesn't add to the cleanliness of the beged. The water actually adds to the dirtiness of the beged. That's why it's considered derech lechloch. This is the way we'll see in a second. The Mardechai explains Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the difference between learning one way or the other is whether it'll make a difference what you have in mind. In other words, the first way we're saying that it's not the derech to wash things this way, it's the derech lechloch, right? So then it depends what exactly is going on. If you are just wiping your hands as a trick, and really what you're trying to do is get water on the beged to wash it, and that's what you're mechaven, and that's what you're trying to do, right? So then the fact that it's officially being done in derech lechloch might not make a difference, right? Because if what you're doing is essentially getting water on the beged in order to clean it. Having in mind to clean it will make a difference. That might make it worse. Whereas if the problem is that the water is not contributing to the cleanliness of the beged, the adding water to this beged is making it dirtier, that doesn't make a difference what you have in mind. You threw dirt on the beged. We don't care what you have in mind. That's not cleaning. Making the beged dirty can't be considered cleaning, right?
Well, I think if you have in mind that your kavanah should be kivea, whether or not you're making it dirty or clean.
Correct.
I mean to say, either you're putting water on a beged.
Correct.
The question is if your kavanah is to take the beged and that's your washing the beged, then you're washing the beged.
Uh-huh.
The kavanah is that you're not planning to do that, then you're making the beged dirty.
The Hagdara would be like this. The getter is that if derech lechloch means that getting water on it is making it dirty, right? So it'll be limited to certain cases. That's not in every case. Getting water on a beged will be making it dirty, right?
Cases with dirty water.
I'm sorry?
Cases with dirty water.
Dirty water, certainly.
Dirty water is
but right, no, that's certainly true. And that the basis speaks that out, right? It's a good point. That's what you also see. He understood a bit there been time that way, but it's only certain situations where adding clean water to a beged will make it be considered more dirty. When I say the Mardechai Chapa, what I mean it can't in those situations the kavanah can't make a difference. It's the setup that's making it dirty. That's what I'm trying to say. It won't be applicable to all cases. In other words, so anyway, that would be a difference. Let me give you another nafkamina. Another nafkamina is that the machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri was by meraglayim, right? Where the baby made katana meraglayim onto the beged. What if the baby made tzoya on the beged and got it, honest to goodness, dirty? Does Rabbeinu Tam apply there also? Would Rabbeinu Tam say there also you can just spritz some water on it? So that's also machlokes hapaiskim. This Mardechai that I'm mentioning and other Rishayim say that Rabbeinu Tam was matter even there. Even there it's called derech lechloch. But the Magen Avraham, and this is what Mishnah Berurah says no, absolutely not. In that situation, you're cleaning the beged. There's nothing to talk about it. The water that's getting on the beged is cleaning the beged. And there Rabbeinu Tam would agree that it's awesome. So clearly, there is some machlaikis over here about what is it exactly Rabbeinu Tam is trying to say. Is Rabbeinu Tam just giving you a definition of when is it that you're trying to clean, when is it that you're not trying to clean? And Rabbeinu Tam is just saying that when it's meraglayim and all you're trying to do is that you should be able to daven, that's not called trying to clean, that's just called derech lechloch. And it's just a question of how we define what you're trying to do, and that's Rabbeinu Tam's heter. Or is Rabbeinu Tam's heter a definitive heter? Adding water to a baguette in certain situations is not cleaning. It's making it more dirty. Just adding water, in other words, not the rest of the process. Adding water to a baguette just when it's in a certain situation is pashut, doesn't constitute cleaning, it constitutes making it more dirty.
He
seems to limit it.
Yeah. He says you can't pour water on
it. You can't pour a lot of water on it, right.
In the circle of mine, but you're allowed to, Rabbeinu Tam allows wiping your hands.
Correct.
He says, so if you understand...
It's not, that itself is not so muchach. So Beis Yosef says... That if you pour water on it, everybody agrees it's mother. He's quoting the same Tosis, and he read it differently. Now, I'm just telling you, it's not that point itself is not even so mucha. That's not such a. Well, let me just get this point across clearly. It's a good point you're bringing up. I'm saying it's a debatable point. So let me tell you what the Mardukhai says. Let me read you this Mardukhai. The Mardukhai says as follows. This is what we say in Perek Dam Chata, that Shriyasa Zeu Kibusai. Zehu Dafka Shiyeshal of Ma'at Tinuf. This is only when it's slightly dirty, right? Which is really the first Teretz of Taisis, right? Abel Kisha Beget Kulai. This is funny. Kisha Beget Kulai Meluchloch. If it's totally dirty, I Kulai Lavan, or totally clean, right? This is a case we never had before. Totally dirty or totally clean. Eze Kibus. V'libun, ela lichloch. This is not called washing it and making it white. Ela lichloch, this is called making it dirty. So he puts an interesting twist on this. If you have a baguette that's 100% clean and you put water on it, or if you have a baguette that's 100% dirty and you throw some water on it, that doesn't make it cleaner. That makes it dirtier. Ein zeh kibus v'libun ela lichloch. V'shari, v'chein hiter Rabbeinu Tam. And this is what Rabbeinu Tam was matter le'isha. Shehitel b'nai tzoya al bigda. B'Shabbos, that her child was matled tzoya, real dirt, on her begadim on Shabbos, b'beis ha-kneses, litel yodeha, v'lekanech b'Shabbos makom ha-tinuf, and to wash off the makom ha-tinuf. So very clearly, the way he understands Rabbeinu Tam, he has a whole different Rabbeinu Tam than we would normally understand. His understanding of Rabbeinu Tam is that there are situations when the baguette has reached a certain level of dirtiness, or it's totally clean, one or the other, putting water on it simply does not do anything for to further its cleanliness. Just adding some water to it, maybe adding a lot of water will. Could be soaking it properly will. But adding this measure of water, at least let's limit it to that. Adding this measure of water, spritzing a little water on a baguette that's very dirty, had just makes the situation worse. Which I think we'll all agree with. That is the metzius, right? So if that's the understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, which Rabbeinu Tam is saying that water added to a baguette when it's totally clean or when it's very dirty is considered be'etzem lichloch, so then there's no makom to argue on Rabbeinu Tam and say, oh, you know, she's mechaven l'tahar, she's mechaven to make the to be mevatel the meraglayim. That all isn't a room. There's no room for argument over there. That doesn't make a difference. You threw dirt on the beged. That's not going to be considered kibbutz, no matter how you want to cut it. So that's why the paiskim understood that it's pasha disagrees with the whole svar of Rabbeinu Tam. That's what he's doing. He's disagreeing with Rabbeinu Tam's concept. He says that we don't. It's not. There is no such rule, such given that putting water on a baguette is automatically luchluch in this situation. It depends what you're trying to do, and you're trying to clean it, then it's considered the derech kibbutz. So he's disagreeing with Rabbeinu Tam intrinsically. He disagrees with the whole heter of derech luchluch. That's how these paiskim understood. That's why they understood that these two terutz are mutually exclusive. The re holds the only heter is if the baguette is 100% clean. There is no other heter called derech lichloch, because if he would have agreed that there was a heter called derech lichloch, which we're defining now to mean that water by definition is dirt, water added to a baguette which is totally dirty, very dirty, let's say, or a baguette which is totally clean is by definition dirt, then it will not make any difference what you have in mind. And that's why the Re who disagreed, they understood that means because he disagrees with the whole thing. He just doesn't hold it whole heter. And that's why he says, okay, you're trying to be mevatel meraglayim, it's a problem. So we have two ways to understand now what's going on over here in our Taisus. We could understand like we originally said. So let me just finish the thought. We could understand like we originally thought that the Machlaik is the Re and Rabbeinu Tam as to pouring water on this Merag Laim is a very localized Machlaikis. Rabbeinu Tam says, you're adding a little water, it's Derech Lichloch, and the fact that you're trying to be Mevatel the Merag Laim and nullify it and make yourself able to daven, that's not called trying to wash. That's halachically being tovel the bag, so to speak. Halachically making it ro'i for tefillah, that's not called trying to wash it, that's why it's mutter. But essentially, Rebbeinu Tam would agree, you can't have the wrong thing in mind. That would be a problem. And the Rebbe says, no, having in mind to be betaher it, to nullify the merglaim, that's also called trying to wash it. So like is how we look at this, right? So then everybody really agrees with each other. The Rebbe agrees to Rebbeinu Tam, that is the svar of Derech Luch Luch. The Rebbeinu Tam maybe agrees to the Rebbe that when it's Naki Lagamri, it's also mutter. It could be everybody agrees, and they're just arguing whether Rebbeinu Tam is right for applying his Yesod to this situation. That's one way to learn, and that would be the way the Bir Halacha understood, that the two Trutzim agree with each other, no argument. The other way to learn, and which the way that Mordechai seems to be understanding in Rebbeinu Tam, is that Rebbeinu Tam says that no matter what you do, what you have in mind, what's going on, it's derech luchluch. Water added to a baguette in certain situations is just makes it dirtier, doesn't make it cleaner. And therefore, is by definition derech luchluch. And the Rebbe, if he's disagreeing, is because he doesn't hold of derech luchluch. That's what the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe is saying, I don't hold, derech luchluch is not a heter over here. You're being mechaven latar. You're being mechabes. You're washing. Just to shed a little bit more, let me just finish. Just to shed a little bit more light on this, it's similar somewhat to in the beginning of Taisus. There was a Machlaik Jizri and Rebbeinu Tam, whether there's Kibbutz B'Shar Mashkim. So Rebbeinu Tam said there's no Kibbutz B'Shar Mashkim. Wine makes the thing dirty, it doesn't make it clean. The Re in our Taisus said, no, he says it gets a little cleaner. The Chisach Alei Mislab and Abeg Ektas. Taisus says you squeeze it out from wine, it got a little cleaner. It's a very similar type of machlokes. It's a very similar type of argument where Rebbeinu Tam is saying, if it's dirty, it's dirty. That's not kibbutz, right? Yain is dirty. I don't care that I got a little cleaner. It's by definition dirt. Your wine on a baguette is dirt. Squeezing it out is you squeezed out some dirt. That's not a oifen of kibbutz. It's still dirty. Whereas the reset, it got a little cleaner. It's still considered kibbutz. It's not the exact same machlokes, but it's on the same type of thought process. Whether dirt nullifies it from being kibbutz, when it's dirt, it cannot be considered kibbutz. Whereas the Rebbe says, no, it's accomplished some form of cleaning. I don't care that it's dirty. I don't care that this is dirt. Some cleaning was accomplished. It's still awesome. That's where the two machlokes might have something to do with each other. And another nafkamin, like I said, would be whether you can apply Rebbeinu Tam even to tzaya. Whether Rebbeinu Tam's hatter is, even if the beggar is seriously dirty, where in the Mordechai, that Faker, that's exactly what Rebbeinu Tam is saying, is that when it's so seriously dirty, adding water to it, it doesn't make it any cleaner, it makes it dirtier. But the other way to understand Taisvis is that Rebbeinu Tam just meant you weren't trying to clean it, but if it's full of Tzaya, you most certainly are trying to clean it. You most certainly are trying to get out that Tzaya, which is the way the Magen Avraham says, the Mishnah Berurah says, and therefore it will be Asa. So, to summarize this, just to line this up, it's as follows. We have two Terutzim in Taisvis, whether it's the heter to put it's mutter to put water on a baguette that's totally clean, or it's mutter to put water on a baguette derech luchluch. There's one question: what if you don't have both? What if it's one or the other? Meaning to say, you have a dish towel which is dirty and you want to wipe your hands, which is derech luchluch. If you don't have both milas, do you have to have both milas? Do you have to have the mila of it being clean as well? So we said that's a machlokes apayskin. The Prima Gadim says you have to have both, because they argue with each other. Each one doesn't hold the other one's heter. So you can only do it if you have both. It has to be both clean and derech luchluch in order to be able to wipe your hands in that dish towel. Maybe the Bir Halacha said, no, could be everybody agrees that derech luchluch is a heter. So we explained that depends on how you understand this machlokes over here in the end of Taisus, whether you're allowed to wipe your hands to be mevatel merglayim, is the heter because you're not trying to clean it. And that's why it's mutter. That's why Rebbeinu Tam is matir it. He holds that's not called trying to clean it. And the Rebbe is chayla because he holds that it's called trying to clean it. And from there we would deduce that if you actually are trying to clean it, for example, it's very dirty, like the tzaya, or you're actually, let's say you push it mechaven to clean it. You're mechaven to clean it. Both things would be aser. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah paskens lemaisa. If you're mechaven to clean it, he says it's aser. Derech luchluch doesn't help. Or if the tzaya, he holds it's aser. This is certainly the way he understood Rebbeinu Tam. He says, if you're trying to clean it, it's aser. And that's why he understood there's not necessarily any machlokes here between the Rebbe and Rebbeinu Tam. Because the Rebbeinu Tam's whole svar is that derech luchluch is not the derech kibbutz. You're not doing an oifen kibbutz. You're not doing things in the way of kibbutz. But if you're actually thinking about cleaning, you're actually trying to clean, or if it's so dirty that it's klar that you're benefiting from the cleaning, it's aser, which this is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah follows through over here. Tzaya is aser, mechaven l'chabes, Mishnah Berurah says is aser. However, the other way to learn, which is apparently the way the Prima Gadim learned, and the way the Mordechai learned, is that no, Rebbeinu Tam's svara is that water is dirt. water is on a very dirty baguette or on a baguette which is 100% clean, water is simply dirt, and it doesn't make a difference what you have in mind. And it doesn't make a difference if it's tzayit. All those things don't make a difference. Water, by definition, is dirt. If so, the re that's disagreeing is because the re disagrees with this whole svara. The re holds you don't say that water is dirt because it's accomplishing some cleaning. It's considered cleaning. He disagrees with the whole svara, and then you see that the two svaras are arguing with each other. And the re holds you don't hold it as whole svara of derech lechol. He disagrees with it. We don't look at water as dirt. And the only heter lefi the re is only if the baguette is clean. Then that would be the way Prima Gadam understood that the two terusim don't live together. And the only heter would be to wipe your hands in your towel if it's clean, and also it's derech lechol, which wiping hands is. But on the other hand, Rabbeinu Tam, whose matter is matter even if it's tzaya, and he's matter even if you're mechaven l'chabes, because the water is considered dirt. These are the two ways to understand Rabbeinu Tam. Either the water is dirt, or we just look at it, you're not trying to wash. And those are the nafkaminis l'halacha.
Why is wiping your hands definitely dirt?